Mameha's real motive was to keep clear of Hatsumomo, of course, and yet as I prepared to meet the doctor again, I couldn't help feeling uneasy that Hatsumomo might find us anyway. But the moment I set eyes on the charrette, I nearly burst out laughing, for it was clearly a place Hatsumomo would go out of her way to avoid. It made me think of one shriveled little blossom on a tree in full bloom. Gion continued to be a bustling community, even during the last years of the Depression, but the charrette tea house, which had never been important to begin with, had only withered further. The only reason a man as wealthy as Dr. Crabb patronized such a place is that he hadn't always been so wealthy. During his early years, the charrette was probably the best he could do. Just because the Ichiriki finally welcomed him didn't mean he was free to sever his bond with the charrette. When a man takes a mistress, he doesn't turn around and divorce his wife. That evening in the charrette, I poured sake while Mameha told a story. And all the while, Dr. Crabb sat with his elbow sticking out so much that he sometimes bumped one of us with them and turned to nod in apology. He was a quiet man, as I discovered. He spent most of his time looking down at the table, through his little round glasses, and every so often slipped pieces of sashimi underneath his mustache in a way that made me think of a boy hiding something beneath a floor covering. When we finally left that evening, I thought we'd failed and wouldn't see much of him, because normally a man who'd enjoyed himself so little wouldn't bother coming back to Gion. But as it turned out, we heard from Dr. Crabb the next week, and nearly every week afterward over the following months. Things went along smoothly with the doctor until one afternoon in the middle of March, when I did something foolish and very nearly ruined all Mameha's careful planning. I'm sure many a young girl has spoiled her prospects in life by refusing to do something expected of her, or by behaving badly toward an important man, or some such thing, but the mistake I made was so trivial I wasn't even aware I'd done anything. It happened in the Okia during the course of about a minute, not long after lunch one cold day, while I knelt on the wooden walkway with my shamisen. Hatsumomo was strolling past on her way to the toilet. If I'd had shoes, I would have stepped down onto the dirt corridor to get out of her way, but as it was, I could do nothing but struggle to get up from my knees, with my legs and arms nearly frozen. If I'd been quicker, Hatsumomo probably wouldn't have bothered speaking to me, but during that moment, while I rose to my feet, she said, "The German ambassador is coming to town, but Pumpkin isn't free to entertain him. Why don't you ask Mameha to arrange for you to take Pumpkin's place?" After this, she let out a laugh, as if to say the idea of my doing such a thing was as ridiculous as serving a dish of acorn shells to the emperor.